I'm just saying, I'll be surprised. Long talk radio.
Hey, that's amazing, but the lady, hey, picking up trash on the side of the road. fourth sister better than any person I heard.
The problem makes you the king. The only ones that got through that makes you the king. But these fools right here, who claim to be children of the king, these ones will be thrust out of the house of darkness, whether they be weak or not, at their feet. But just because they're so damn arrogant, and they think they know it all. And then what really fixes them all is they run across somebody like me, uncouth, here in the jungle, flabbergasted, can't see, here in the jungle, takes the foolish thing. I keep telling people, oh yeah, I am the personification of a foolish thing. Because you hear me talk the way I talk, my demeanor, my flexor and voice, my tone and stuff, ain't supposed to be. You more or less ready to hear the Pope than to hear me.
Well, the sad part about it.
Well, all right. Well, here we are. As the old saying goes, we here.
Yeah.
And y'all know the drill. Y'all know the drill, Israel. Let us know how we coming in. You know, 10 for the best, 1 for the worst. We need to make adjustments before we get on here, and of course, the Most High Yah allows us to say something that may be profound, and you may miss it. You don't want to miss it. I don't want to miss it. I don't want to miss it at all. I want to hear every word. Every single word. You know, I was reading the prophet Jeremiah. And I remember, you know what the Most High Yah told Jeremiah? He said, don't worry about it. I got you. I'm going to put you over kings and kingdoms. I got you. Nobody's going to be able to withstand you. I got you. I'm going to put my words in your mouth. I got you. And you know what happened? Jeremiah got his ass beat. So did he. Got you. Got thrown in a cistern. He got you. So did. Had stocks taken off of him and slapped by the high priest. I got you. So did. He got you. And then when the Babylonians came, like he'd been prophesying of, after being thrown in prison, being whipped and beaten and carried on, talking about, don't you ever speak no more in the name of the Lord. The Babylonians, they came looking for Jeremiah, so they sacked the temple, burned down Jerusalem, tore the whole city. And they said, man, go get Jeremiah, and whatever Jeremiah tells you to do, you do. Take care of him. Basically, in a nutshell, just take care of him. Babylonians wonder why the Israel didn't even listen to him. I mean, a man been telling y'all about that thing, destruction and demise. Why'd you listen to him? Now what do you do when we hear? See what I mean?
Yes, sir.
And what happens? Y'all's strength is made perfect in weakness. And so, here is a way that the world flat out says that, man, he's getting beat. He can't be right. His Yah's got to be against him. Same way with Stephen. Oh, man, he can't be right.
Yeah.
Yah be against him. Pass out. What about you? You say you don't take no beating. I said, no, I ain't taking no ass whooping from nobody for no purpose. But when it comes for the message, I'm going to lay down my life just like the king did. And trust the one in the resurrection to pick it back up.
Yeah.
And that's how I call it. But listen, I'm too knowledgeable to lose my soul. I got one soul. And I got one chance at this life, and so do you. And you are a fool. Can y'all cut that light on up there? You are a fool if you miss out on it. A literal prattin' fool. You know how many people gone off into eternity to just today? And didn't have it right with the king?
144.
Let me see, people, somebody asked, how many children does Pastor Dow have? Let me see. Chuck, Lydia, Ariel, Gabriel, Erica, Johnny's, Giselle, Levi, this guy, about 8 or 9 of them. if you want to know. Now, how many times have you had sex before marriage? I want to know. How many times you've had sex before marriage? We asking questions. We want to know. We inquire about. Now, I want to know. You ask the question, now I ask the question. I guarantee I ain't gonna get no answer. What do you want back? Isn't that amazing? And then on top of that, that's not including all the sons that I've got in the ministry right here. How many times did Paul say, Timothy, my son, Paul, my son, who I've begotten in Yahshua? You don't believe me? I got so many of them, I can't even number them. If I was to literally take a family photo, you know what it looks like? The Feast of Tabernacles. I've begotten sons. The Most High God's word has come true. He says, man, you have fathers, you have mothers, you have brothers, you have sisters, you have lands, you have wives. Well, that's right, King James, and that's that part out there. But he says that you would receive a hundredfold.
Yes.
Here,
yes,
right now,
yes,
in this lifetime,
yes,
and then in the world to come,
yes,
life.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And I can tell you to everybody that's in the ministry right here, man, we cannot even, how do you do that? We can't even. It's unimaginable to think that one day we'd own 100 acres of land. Look at all. See, that's all my family right there. All my brothers and sisters.
Yes,
we are family. Hey, I got all my brothers, sisters, mamas, and daddies, children, brothers, and me. Hey, we are family. Hey,
yes, sir.
Come on, everybody. Them all. Look at that. And those ones that are sitting right there up front, those are my shy, my helpers.
Yes, sir.
And the Most High God, see, this world, they want you to be ashamed of biblical marriage. But you ever notice these Christians out here, dumb Christians who call themselves smart Christians, vocab, shit long, and all these other people, they never rebuke homosexuality. They never rebuke lesbianism. They never come down on. You never see them make a video about the abominations that will cause you to burn.
Right.
But then everybody want to try to attack me. But first of all, y'all wasting your time. I've already proved to everybody, the whole world, that they're all liars. I mean, I even said, damn, I can't get these people to actually meet face to face for nothing. Well, maybe if I put some money on the line. Then I came across Pete Rambo. He Rambo joined in and said, well, I'll put up $10,000 too. If they are so right. And you know what they all do? They all dodge the question. They all do. They all dodge it. They just try to come out in condemnation, but then they dodge it. Now, I'm going to tell y'all, I think, you know, Ranger reminded me of somebody I listened to over 25 years ago. And, man, he played a video. I mean, I'm adopting this statement coming from John Henry Clark. He's passed on now, but this is my statement. You know, we ain't going to get none of these theologians to bite off on this. So I'm going to end the words of John Henry Clark, which I'm adopted myself. I debate my equals. All others I teach.
So be it.
So be it. Got my son in here, and I got a couple of sons and three sons in here. Now I got my old friend right here, my antagonist, the one who the Most High Yah finally just grabbed by the back of his neck and brought him on in. What are the so-called Israelites going to do? So-called, no, I said so-called Israelites. What are they going to do when the book talks about constantly fighting over endless genealogies. I mean, you got the leader, so-called leader, Sakari. His mama white. She milky white as shit. White, well, she ain't white. It's milk. He looks like a Mongol. Flat out he does. Now, see, what that does is that, and then y'all gonna call him your leader? He got white blood in him, for real. They told me that one deacon over there said that Pastor Dow was a white man. I said, damn, I didn't know that. I didn't know that at all.
Really?
I mean, I've been combing through old pictures of my granddaddy, my great-granddaddies, and steps and grandmamas, and I'm like, damn, I ain't seen that yet. Everybody know that melanated folks cover all the spectrums. If anybody out there melanated ever been to a family reunion? You look over there and you swap down, you looking at a white person, that person black.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You're like, who is that? That's your cousin.
True.
Really?
Yes, sir.
That's your cousin. Where's daddy at? He right there. Mm-hmm. Where's mama at? Right there. What? These boogers want to try to make you think that salvation is based on skin color. Ranger says birch is white. Hey, you must be born again.
Yes, sir. I mean, oh, hallelujah.
See, it don't trouble us and bother us one thing at all, because I got white bros that speak closer than y'all ass do.
Yes,
sir. Don't do. And they're going to be in the kingdom, and you are going to be outside the gate. Yeah, that's something. But we're not going to get into that discussion right now. Hey, we bless y'all and thank y'all for being here tonight. Tonight we on the Straightway 2 radio broadcast. You know, this is before the Sabbath is over, there'll be over 10,000 hits on this thing. Every single week. Every single week. Hey, Teach. Everything, like clockwork it is. Like clockwork it is. For this broadcast, oh, it'll be 5,000 hits on broadcast already. But we don't evangelize.
Right.
We don't evangelize. Yeah. Yeah. And amazing, we don't do no evangelizing. We don't evangelize. How do people come from Finland?
Mm-hmm.
Australia. Mm-hmm. Sweden. Kenya, Nigeria, South Africa. Hell, we had somebody the other day communicated up from Sierra Leone. That's not including our brother over in Japan. The Philippines. Jamaica. You want to keep going?
Minnesota.
Columbia. Oh, I ain't even got in the States yet. Canada. Columbia. We ain't got in the States yet. I mean, but we don't evangelize. We do more evangelizing than these folks could ever do, but we don't evangelize. This is nonsensical, man. You know, we need to start really, truly following that word that says foolish and unlearned questions. What are you supposed to do with them?
Boy.
Why? That's all they are there for. The whole sole purpose of it is to gender strife. But there's a great multitude that came out of Mizraim. There's going to be a great multitude in the kingdom.
Ooh.
Michael Israel and them has started a brand new channel called Straightway TV. Straightway TV. And by the way, we just added another community with saints already on it. They were already in the making, so it's official. Straightway Cleveland, Tennessee.
Yeah, yeah. Glory. Yeah. Praise God.
Praise
Hallelujah.
Elder Brent says, Pastor, he says, boy, am I enjoying this cross. This, you know what I mean? Everybody know how it is when you're on the community. You know what I mean? He said, whoo, I said, think about it. You got it. Now you have an opportunity of a lifetime. You get to experience things that you didn't even know that was down in you unless you went this way. Because if you didn't go this way, you wouldn't even know the secrets of your heart. They had to be revealed.
Yes, sir.
And they can only be revealed when you get around Israelites, and now the scriptures come to pass. Iron, soft as iron. Ooh, it's iron. It can only, then and only then can you know. And he says, I can't wait till the next family comes. I was like, man, Elder Brent, man, he really want to be saved.
Hallelujah.
He really want to be saved. To the uttermost. He already saved. You know what I mean? His name written down anyway, but you know what I mean.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Man, y'all's good.
Y'all's good.
Oh, by the way, straight up, I meant to tell y'all, you know what I actually got today? What well, actually, first, have y'all ever been to one of those clay shooting ranges?
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, and they shoot out the clay things.
Yes, sir.
I bought one today that will shoot out. You can program and shoot out two or three. Bam, bam, bam. So, I bought one today. So did. I bought one in honor of Elder Craigle because he took me clay shooting. He was impressed. He's like, man, Pastor shot two of them things at once because they sent, one time he sent two of them out. They got across. Pow! Boom! Yep.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Old man can still shoot.
That was when you out there Gideon, right?
Yeah, teacher saying that was when I was there Gideon. Yep. So I did Ranger. The Ranger's raising hell too, boy, because he's gonna raise hell on that. He's like, what the? He raised hell too. Oh, Elder Craig gonna have him stirred up, man.
Yeah.
And man. I think I got 400 clay things. Yeah, 400 of them clay things. Because they'll eventually decompose, won't they?
They'll break down.
You know, I mean, if not, they'll get tilled under, you know, I mean, one or the other. But anyway, that's just another thing for the brothers to be out of the straight way in here and just... That's just something, man. It sure is not. Your brothers like shooting. Love it. Just love it. Yeah, skeet shooting, see? I don't even know the terminology of it. But I got out there and did pretty damn good. And I actually did good with the shotgun that Brother Gideon gave it to me for a present. It's a tactical shotgun. It's short. It ain't the long barrel ones. You know what I mean? I did really good. Love that shotgun, too. Oh, mercy, love it. Man, I appreciate all the gifts that y'all give Israel. They do not go unnoticed. Elder Becker says it's also called trap shooting. You can tell I ain't did it until the first time I went out there with Elder Brent Craigo, man. And after, man, we had a, that was a good time. We shot. I know I shot. Now, mine, this is a shotgun, right? I know we both probably shot 130 rounds apiece. That's a lot of shotgun shooting.
Yes, sir.
Ranger said, rubbing it in deep fast.
Is that rubbing it in deep?
Oh, that's my brother for sure. But, my business with him is starting another channel called Straightway TV and Straightway Network. And I don't know what all they got planned, but they got a lot planned as far as what they're going to do far as the ministry going forward. Also, we're still in the debt season. And while we're doing this announcement, we can't forget household herbs. Because, man, I tell you, they got it right.
Yes, sir.
They got it right.
What did I tell you?
Didn't I tell y'all that damn Pocky is a pagan?
Yes, sir.
Did I tell you the pagan? Yes. Y'all see that post I put up? Got it. You see it?
No, sir.
Man, go on Facebook and see it. Man, that book is a shaman. That book is a shaman. Oh, man, what a devil. A foreign devil. Chakras. Eastern mysticism. He's a Hindu. I told y'all he was a Hindu.
Yes, sir.
Man, you know how many people got mad at me in this ministry because first of all, it all started, and everybody was trying to flip the script. He made the statement. Y'all remember when Baki made the statement, right? He said, because he comes out against chicken and eating meat. He said, we ain't supposed to eat meat. That's what he said. And he said, I'll debate anybody. I didn't take it as something nigger and derogatory. He said, I was in the garage when I heard that. I said, well, I'm anybody. And I made a video. I accept the challenge on the debate. However, it's going to be done when I get time to do it. I'm not going to be sitting up here. They don't understand, man. I am a working pastor. I don't sit up here and mix herbs and throw crystals in them like I'm shooting dice and charging them up. That's what he said, didn't he? He said he throws crystals into herbs. Little girl, say you gotta get them charged. And then y'all buy that shit. You can't make this stuff up. Am I lying? And then from that point on, man, him and Malachi just went crazy, man. Oh, I thought we were cool. We're still cool. I just told y'all the picture. Oh, we running. Man, I do it right now. Man, how many times I tell y'all, I'm going to let you know. Give you plenty of time to get ready. We're not like y'all. We are building homes. We're buying land. We're making communities. We just can't be dropping stuff. I had to go and have a talk discussion with a bunch of pagans. And he got mad. Then you didn't hear nothing from them. And you know what? The same thing that I did with this thing on Dumb Christian and Motown Malone. You don't hear nothing from them. As soon as you say, you know what, they ain't going to do it. We're going to move on. All of a sudden, they make videos. All of a sudden, they make videos. Crickets, you don't hear nothing. We put up $20,000. If they hear we're so wrong, we put up $20,000. Y'all put up $20,000. We'll get a professional moderators. We'll debate this thing based on truth. And let's see who's telling the truth. Look, you didn't hear nothing. And they can't get any traction on the video unless they use my image. And I don't blame Smart Christian for using my image because, man, you are one ugly-ass man. You look like somebody done ran your ass over and then backed up and then ran you over again. You might know what I'm doing. I know what I'm doing, all right. Y'all, you better believe it. I'm probably good, too. Man, he can't say nothing either because every time he look in the mirror, he know he ugly as hell. That's pain. Hey, beauty is on his skin deep, but ugly is to the bone. Somebody got to be ugly. Damn. The world wouldn't even be balanced if somebody wasn't ugly. So be proud that you ugly, Negro. But you are ugly as hell. That's for sure. I'm telling the truth here, the truth straight way. But man, then all these guys, they take it personally. They make all these videos using my image, my likeness. They put it up there in their captions. Y'all seen it, right?
Yeah.
They write, Pastor Dow. You automatically get 20,000 views as soon as
you put pastor down.
Right.
You can't get no traction on your own. But as soon as you put pastor down,
you won't believe it.
As the Hebrews says, Shabbat Shalom, Israel. Love you, pastor. Double honor to you and all the leaders of Straightway Truth. I've never witnessed another ministry like it in all my life. I am so grateful to y'all for leading us here. Hallelujah. And hallelujah. Bless you, my brother. Thank you for your offering. And you know what? Many other people have that testimony as well. Hell, we here, and we thank y'all for leading us here. Ain't that right, Deach? We here, and we thank y'all. Man.
Hallelujah.
But yeah, listen. Did not Elijah mock the false prophets of Baal? Yes or no, Israel?
Yes, sir.
Did not Yahshua, did he not just literally antagonize and shame the living hell out of those scribes and Pharisees?
Yes, sir.
I'm just,
yes,
come on now.
Yes, sir.
I'm asking Bible questions here.
Yes, sir.
And so y'all get upset with me because I have the same character and nature. I'm not even practicing it. It's just my nature. Have you understand me?
Come on. Yeah.
Huh? Have y'all ever heard any of our people ever call out somebody and say, you child of the devil, you enemy of all righteousness? You never heard it before. You never heard it before. This son of a lie. So what did I say wrong? Because I'm clearly drawing a line, letting you know who is false. Well, we don't need to talk about somebody. Listen, teach this 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9. We can check it 1 Corinthians 6, verse 9. Listen, effeminate, and effeminate, if you look up the word effeminate, it says he's soft. And if you are a man and you're effeminate, you're going to burn.
I mean, praise you.
Oh, Pastor, I don't believe that. Listen, if you are a man and you are effeminate, you are literally going to burn. I know that. Because if you're not going to inherit the kingdom of Yah, then there's only one other kingdom left.
Yes, sir. That is very true.
The Transformers on the slide.
You better believe it. Down low.
Burn it.
Mm-hmm. Down low. Y'all read 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9. Here we go. We're coming off the hill, coming off the cup again. Let's go with it, Teach Reed. Know ye not. Mind you, I ain't even finished with the announcements yet. Know ye not what?
Know ye not that the unrighteous.
So what kind of people are these?
Unrighteous.
What kind of people are these?
Unrighteous.
Automatically, when it's saying unrighteous, it's saying these people are lawless. Because righteousness is defined by the law.
Yes, sir.
Now, righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and not a law is the truth. That's what righteousness is.
Yes,
so it's automatically telling you these people are lawless.
Yes, sir. That's good.
Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
Read on.
Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of Yah?
No, you ain't even in the family, because notice, you know, the word uses key words. And you need to know the etymology of these words in order to get an understanding. When it says inherit, it's denoting that you are part of the family. But if you're unrighteous and you're not inherited, that means you're not part of the family. If you're going to receive an inheritance, that means you are a son.
Yes, sir.
You want to get something from the Father?
Yes,
sir.
Hey! Come on. Yeah. Oh, hallelujah.
Yeah. Is this too concrete?
That's good.
Is this too concrete?
Sweet.
Now, I heard teacher. He just read it. He said, now, no, you're not. That's that stupid King James crap.
Yes,
don't you know?
Yes.
That the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Read.
Be not deceived.
Don't be what?
Deceived.
Well, you can't say that today because everybody is love it. They immerse themselves and soak themselves in deception. That way they can't function in life unless they're deceived. They love it. They love drink it up. They do. Just love being deceived. Love being dumb on purpose. Read on.
Neither fornicators.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Fornicators.
Mm-hmm.
Fornicators.
you know, just to see, here we go again. You know, the other day I had a discussion with someone, and they tried to tell me that adultery is fornication. I said, wait a minute, man. Hold on a second. The book already discusses the penalty for adultery.
Uh-oh.
But?
Why is there two different words for two different definitions?
That's a good, profound question,
yeah,
isn't it? If that's the case, why are there two different words for it? Well, for sure, in the Hebrew, it's a new. Adultery can only be defined by the status of the woman. Tell me I say something wrong.
That's true.
That's natural.
That's true.
Spiritual, it can be defined by who you're serving.
Mm-hmm.
There's natural adultery and there's spiritual adultery. And his word fornication. It's really called whoredoms. For inquiring minds, if you don't even want to know, we just told you anyway. So anyway, he's already on that one. First one is what? Fornicators, let's go on, because I don't want to detail, because I'll be here. We'll be on this one verse for the next 35 minutes. Read on.
Nor idolaters.
Now, see, that is what Christianity wants to redefine for all of you out there. See, they're not going to tell you that you bow down to your crosses. You wearing your crosses. You know what the law says? When you gone away from Yah,
yeah,
you will serve gods of wood and gods of stone.
Yeah.
They don't want to tell you that. But that's what you're doing.
Right.
And you made these relics and all these damn icons and stuff. You somehow get a fuzzy feeling in your wicked-ass heart by serving these foreign gods. Tell me I don't sound like one of the prophets or one of the apostles of the old days, man.
Yep, that's it. Yep.
It's just the spirit that's in us.
Come on, Steph. Come on, man. Come on.
He says, man, my word will be like fire.
Yeah.
You shut me up on. You got to speak. You don't speak, man, it'll kill you. So they have turned around and mixed up the word idolatry. And they don't want to make you think that it has to do with literally stone images, wooden images, carved images. How did Jeremiah say it? Eyes, they can't see. Ears, they can't hear. Mouth, they can't speak. Ain't that what he said? Oh, no. But why? Because you go in these Christian churches, you tripping over bishops for doorstops. Little bitty midget bishops holding up the doors and shit. Monks. Naked angels mooning every damn body. I'm serious. Idolatry.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Come on.
Nor adulterers.
We already defined, you know what adultery is. Nor adulterers. Naturally and spiritually.
Yes.
Come on.
Nor effeminate.
What's that word?
Effeminate.
Nor what?
Effeminate.
Go look it up in the Greek. It means soft. That's how old Rob said. Soft. A soft as man. And what is this generation gendering towards? Soft men.
Yes, sir.
Like I said, they be over-exaggerating stuff.
Ugh.
Y'all seen these so-called feminine men out here? They are more feminine than women are.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they are over-exerted effeminate.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, they flaming, boy. They are feminine. What you got?
So I used to drive trucks for a living, right?
Okay.
So my first student I ever taught, he got pissed off, and he's up on the bunk calling his wife, going, what do I do, right? I'm about to kick his
ass. Why, because you hollered at him or something?
No, I told him he was pissed off because he didn't think he was getting paid enough, right? So I said, listen, you can't be on the top bunk and me driving. It's against the law. Hands on set. Get your ass out. I ain't moving. Honey, what do I do? What do I do?
Oh, I got some moving. Never mind. Go ahead. You tell the story.
So I literally went to, this is my first time teaching. And I went to my safety manager, who I didn't know was a faggot. He was homosexual.
Right? He was homosexual.
And he looked at me, and about as straight as he goes, if you say this, I'll deny it. But in trucking now, there's a new breed of man.
What? Hold on, bless you, brother Rob. Brother, you're shot. DMV. Blessing to be a son, disciple, rebuke and all. Bless you, you're shot. Believe me, you're going to get plenty of it. In this ministry, you're going to find out what love really truly is. I'm sure you already know because you're getting plenty of it. If you want to know what plenty of it is, hashtag Elder Rufus. He'll let you know. Anyway, go ahead.
So,
thank you for your offer, my brother.
This rainbow guy literally says to me, he goes, you can't call them a woman, but you have to treat them like one.
Who said that?
That was my safety director at CRST. Literally said, you have to treat them like a woman because that's what they are, even though because it's a new breed of man.
I don't know what thing, though, because my youngest child, she's feminine. No doubt about it. She is definitely feminine. But she will also whoop your ass, too, because she's strong as shit. She is strong as shit.
What's worse, this guy was 16.
So,
now, how in the world, you a part of our generation, and you talking like that? Where you go to get, how you get your mind flipped like that?
So,
unless you was already called it.
Well, the thing is that I think you've been teaching feminism a hell of a lot longer than we would actually imagine.
I'm trying to figure out, you know, when I first joined the military in 1985, it was men. They were men. Now, you follow me? And with today's society, I'm trying to figure out who gonna fight these wars. You understand what I mean? Who's literally gonna fight these wars? I mean, already they're having problems with recruitment. There ain't nobody masculine out there no more. You can't use the bomb to for everything. But listen, wars are won on the ground. Come on, Frogman and Gideon. Second emotion there for me. Wars are won on the ground. You got to have infantry. You got to have special forces. The bombs and all the other stuff, man, they just make the way for us to come in. Y'all just don't get it. Y'all just don't anyway. So we're going to have everybody throwing tampons at each other. That's how we're going to win the war. You're going to stink everybody out. Go ahead, bud. Finish the story, man.
So, anyway, they literally asked me the question, well, do you want, I said, I want him off my truck right now.
Mm-hmm.
And they go, well, do you want us to call him and let him know that he needs to get off the truck?
Hold on one second. Ranger said, lots of new female infants. I never heard that before in my life. This is new mechanized shit. I don't understand it. Ranger just said, lots of new female infantry soldiers. That is never, I can't even equate that, if you understand what I mean. He says what he said. Female infantry soldiers are saying they hate being infantry.
Oh, no, but you want equality. You get equality now. Yeah.
You get to get out there and stink in the bush for 3 to 4 weeks to a month like every damn body else.
Woo! Yeah, equality!
Boy, them dishes looking good now, ain't they? I'll clean that house looking good now, ain't it? Having them babies looking damn good now, ain't it?
Women suffer.
Women!
Damn!
Man, I'm telling you, Mother Carol will tell you how many nights she enjoyed sleeping in the bed at night. And you see how cold it is right here, right? I'm out there 3 weeks. Never see civilization. Rain, snow, sleep, it makes no difference. We out there. We ain't coming in. We training. We missioning. We doing this right now. Can you believe it? That's the way soul
If you ain't trained,
listen. War is a hell of a lot worse than training. And you don't think Mother Girl loved being a feminine woman? Shoot, she loved it. She didn't have to spend one damn day out in this bush. I remember when they used to come and I said, I'm at the cage, come get me. They come get me. Two car seats, got Chuck and Liddy in the back. It would be freezing outside. It would be below 32 degrees, and they would be driving home with the windows down because that's how bad I stink. I can look back and see my son Chuck doing this, and they looking illegal. I mean, I'm talking about some funk past funk. We don't know. We can't even smell each other. After 4 days, you can't smell each other. You can't smell nothing, y'all. Can't smell nothing. Anyway, they said, Brother Bud just blew my mind. That's crazy. Anyway, I'm not going to interrupt. I want to hear the rest of the story myself, but I couldn't help it, though. Ranger, how many days you stink like that? And your wife done come pick you up, man, and you just smelling bad. You smell, hey, I tell them, look, Ranger said, war is way worse than any kind of training. Honestly, training helped me, but don't prepare me for what it's really like. Hell no. So you think about this. In the trenches, you know, because if you're playing football, the game is won on the line. Offensive, defense, it's really won on the line. Everybody else pays more attention to the skill position. They forget that you ain't accomplishing any damn thing if you can't get the lines right. And they be out there on the NFL field, man, they be pissing and shitting on all over themselves and everything just so nobody would touch them. Man, it's foul out there, man. Anybody, man, if you ever played football, man, there's a bunch of shit be going on in that damn. When you make a tackle, man, probably there's a bunch of crazy stuff be going on. And you never notice. If you ever notice, you never hear football people talking about it. Like you never hear veterans talking about war. You never do. Oh, I'll tell you a few places where I've been, but I ain't tell you too much this shit because there's no glory in it. There's not a glorious thing about any of it. Ranger said, I didn't take a shower for the first 4 months. I only washed myself with a 5-gallon tank. I believe that. You know what Aspot did last night with Frogman? They went through Hell Week, man. They said it started on, I think it was Friday night. And then it didn't end what till the next following week. They didn't go to sleep the whole time. Can you imagine sleep deprivation? For 6 solid days of nothing but just smoking your ass in the wake, out of the wake. Same cookies, sugar cookies, in the wake, out of the wake. Splash, run. I mean, can you imagine that? For 7 days, zero sleep. So, you don't come out? And everybody ain't cut out for that kind of training. That doesn't make you a lesser man because you can't make this training. What we're talking about right now, we're talking about in feminine. Men that are over-feminized, over-womanized, act more feminine than women do. All right, bud, I'm done.
So even the trainers are in feminine because they ask me, they go, do you want us to call this guy and get him off your truck? I said, hell no, I can do all by myself. I don't need you. Literally, they are feminine teaching, if I dare say it, men how to. And I mean, trucking is not an easy industry to be in. And literally, the fallout rate is anywhere from 6 months to a year for most men because they can't hack it. And no wonder they can't handle this. I mean, you know, when we came to Promised Land with Brother Will, I mean, they're shitting in buckets. I never experienced that kind of thing, right? And I went, and I remember what Brother Wall one time, he told me, he goes, you know, maybe you should get an apartment, and it'd be easier. I said, hell, I didn't sign up for easy. I signed up for righteousness. Mm-hmm. And righteousness isn't easy. And people, it's like polygyny, too. It's like, people, well, wouldn't it be easier with one wife? I said, easy is not always better, and hard is not always bad.
That's true. That's a good statement. Easy is not always better, and harder is not always bad. That's a damn good statement. Come on with it, bud.
That's just stuff I've learned being under authority of my brother Will, who I've submitted to him, and he, this ministry is full of godly, righteous men who all they want to do is serve the Most High.
Oh, don't tell nobody that, man. They got to think we're tyrants.
No.
They got to believe that, man, because, come on, man, nobody want to come in.
Well, and the fact of the matter is it's, you know, you look at the virgins that go with their lamps. They're you said it before. They're virgins. They're all holding lamps, but there's something missing.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact of the matter is that, you know, people are gonna go to hell missing something, and it tends to be, from what I can see, violating law. There's Matthew chapter 7. There's the virgins. There's Matthew chapter 5. All of, and there's and the fact of the matter is, we're talking about easy and hard.
Hey, check this out. Guy, one brother just said the truckers are the one who took the majority of the IEDs when he was over there. Here you are just driving stuff in convoys and stuff, and your ass getting smoked, man. Can you imagine that? Just driving. Read on. Go ahead, man.
So, you know, when you walk this walk, like, for example, I've been on 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 20-23. It says that when you sin and endure, getting a beating for it, when
you
get beaten, and endure that beating, when you sin, we're credited. But if, as I thought that was amazing, that if you suffer for doing good and endure, this finds favor with Elohim. And our example was set forth by Christ. You want to be like Jesus? No, you don't. You don't want to suffer, and you sure the hell don't want to endure. And guess what Christ did? He gave everything. He endured everything and let God the Father, Yah, judge it all. Who judged justly. And let him deal with it. But nobody wants to give up the power, and they have none. They have no power to give up, but they don't want to give it up.
Well, good word. Isn't it?
Yes, sir.
So we'll make it fit.
Yes, sir.
Brother Ty says, facts. A few of my D-line buddies back in college used to piss and crap in the middle of the game. Psychological warfare, man. You know, why do you want to tell somebody else piss and shit? That's some bad stuff. Anyway, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, 1 Corinthians 6:9, come on, Jesus, go ahead and finish this up. I tell you, we got to roll, man, because we're going to be here. But see, you can't help but to be here because everything is literally a teaching tool nowadays.
Hallelujah.
You know, the whole idea is to teach. Hopefully, you don't have to have these experiences. Why would I be stupid as hell and you don't take the wisdom of the wise? Save yourself.
Yes, sir.
Anyway, come on.
Nor abusers of themselves with mankind. Nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers.
Now, hold on. Abusing themselves of mankind. Go look it up. Sodomites. Nor thieves, nor drunkards, nor abusers of themselves. Now, a drunkard is somebody who they can't live without being 3 sheets, 10 sheets in the wind every single day. They got to live on drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah, good word, inebriated. It's not talking about these little drinks we have here. You should be able to have enough self-control and know you didn't have enough.
Mm-hmm.
Pick up on that part right there, the abuser himself of mankind.
Nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners.
Uh-oh. We had to deal with that a lot in this dead season, too. Damn extortioners. What'd he say?
Shall inherit the kingdom of Yah.
Shall inherit the what?
The kingdom of Yah.
That's a long list.
Yes, sir.
That's a long list. You think about that. And a lot of things that was just listed is celebrated in this society.
Yep.
Supreme Court give you a pass. You think about it. It's literally celebrated. You got laws to sanction your lifestyle in society. Oh, you good with man, but it's an abomination with y'all. A lot of trouble. Big time trouble. Tell you flat out, you ain't going to inherit the kingdom. Because anything that offends is not going into that set-apart kingdom. He's not going to have people walk around defiled, messing up his kingdom. No, you better repent. The word of the hour is repent.
Go
and turn from your wicked way. Why? Because he's a just Elohim.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
And you don't see none of these Christians rebuking sin today. Matter of fact, they don't even know what sin is. So like you said, they don't even know what sin is. Because to admit what sin is, you have to admit that the law is righteous.
Yeah.
And they can't do that nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
They have been bound and gagged by their own theology. That's bad. So anyway, household herbs. Man, y'all better get into it. But at least one thing, you know, with the Israelites, you ain't got to worry about no chakras, no crystals being
called.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody praying to no shamans.
Nope.
Ain't nobody going to be throwing up, pagan, satanic gang signs.
Right.
They ain't going to be making no pyramids, no eyes, no ox, no amulets.
Mm.
And if I am exaggerating, somebody tell me I'm exaggerating.
No, sir. No, sir.
Oh, Pastor, can't be that bad. Go investigate.
Right.
They right out in the open now. All I did was flush their spirit out. That's all I did.
Yes.
All I did was flush their spirit out. Which some of you were duped by. Can you imagine some people getting mad at me for exposing the devil? They literally was mad at me. Man, them herbs work.
Yeah, damn, excuse me, they work.
The devil got a lot of stuff to work.
That's true. Mom, sure.
Why do you think Hollywood sell their soul? Because it works. He's going to spend eternity paying for it, but it works.
Yeah,
they say, ain't no such thing as a devil. Go sell them your soul and see what happens. He puts more value on your soul than you do.
He does.
Mm.
So much so, he'll give you the world.
Mm.
Come on, preacher. Come on.
Think about it.
Yeah.
But you're going to spend all of eternity paying for it.
Yeah. Right.
Wow.
And then, when you lift up your eyes in hell, sad part about it, of all that is, the words that I speak, which come from his words, you're going to be tormented all the rest of eternity by hearing these words.
Mm.
Hearing these words. Well, Dad, I got mad. I don't like the way he said it. I don't like what you hear.
Mm.
We definitely at a crossroads in a dilemma now. Saying ain't got nothing to do with it. It's the hearing. Well, got a $20,000 challenge out there. Nobody gonna take it. So I guess we gotta move on. One guy said he wanna do it for free.
Yep, everything's free. No teeth in the game. Y'all sure can pay it all. I guess that was free too, right? Mm. No, it's only free to those who trust in him. But somebody got to pay it.
Yeah.
Thank you, babe. Somebody got to pay it. Now, I heard somebody say that you cannot find. So what is this sentiment today before I make this statement? So what is this sentiment today where people actually really truly believe that Matthew, are y'all going to go with me here for a second? I want y'all to really truly put your thinking caps on, okay? So, and get Jeremiah 31:31. So what is this sentiment today that says that Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, we know these as the message. Am I right? Okay. Then you go on down, you got Acts, Romans, 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, and you keep on going. Am I right?
Yes, sir.
Am I right?
Yeah.
The majority of them are letters.
Yes, sir.
When you get to Peter, Yaakov, which is called James, I still don't understand that today for the life of me. I still don't. And you just, have y'all ever looked up James to see what it really means? How do you get Jacob to James? Can anybody explain that to me?
The King's Version.
That ain't going to teach. The King's Version. The King's
Version.
He got to put his name in there.
Yeah.
The king probably burning, too.
Mm.
And the rest of you dealing with letters. So you have different geographical locations. Now, besides Peter, James, and John, to remind you, the Apostle Saul would go up to Jerusalem to receive counsel of them concerning matters of how you deal with the Goyims.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
They dealt with the Israelites, the Hebrews.
Yes, sir.
Shaul dealt with the Goyims that were coming in.
Yes, sir, sir.
And he's, man, I need to get some instruction on how to deal with this. Why? Because the three main apostles, Peter, James, and John, they had already heard the words of Yahshua saying, I've not been sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Now you got Gentiles that have turned from their dumb idols. Salvation to the Yehudim first and also to the Greek.
Yes, sir.
One law.
Hey.
To the homeborn and to the stranger.
Yes,
same law.
Yes, sir.
They want to try to make you think that Christianity got a separate set of laws. Are you getting it?
Yes, sir.
So, they are trying to tell you that because somebody put a white piece of paper in the, in this portion of the Bible that says New Testament. That is the New Testament. Maybe my problem is because I use a hell of a lot, a heavy dose of cephalotomy. Heavy dose of it. Because the prophet, now last time I checked, a prophet is literally the mouthpiece of Yah in this realm. Meaning the prophet is never speaking his own mind. He's only speaking, thus saith Yahweh. Now we know that because we told him, hey, look, Moshe, we get this, listen, we understand we're here in the wilderness. But we can't continue to keep having the Most High keeps talking to us, because if he do, he's going to kill us.
Yes, sir.
We can't. It's just too much holiness. It's too much power.
Hey,
we can't handle that voice. And the commander said, they all heard him.
Woo! Come on.
We can't handle it. They just too much. So you talk to us. And you know what y'all said? Okay, you talk to him. And he's been talking to us by the prophet ever since. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his son. I know I got this right.
Yes, sir.
I know I got this right. And to prove my point, we're going to read Jeremiah 31, starting at verse 31. Come on with it, teach. To prove my point now.
Behold, the days come, says Yah.
Who said that?
Yah.
The creator of the universe. Almighty Yahweh himself.
Yes.
He said, the days come, says Yah. What is he going to do?
That I will make a new covenant.
What kind of covenant?
New.
A new covenant. Cause you, today y'all call it New Testament. All right. We'll go with that then. But it still says new covenant.
Yes,
it's a covenant.
Yes,
it's an agreement.
Yeah.
An agreement in this instance right here, everything that has to do with y'all is a marriage.
Yeah.
Come on, yeah.
In the Hebrew vernacular, they call it ketubah. Yeah, this is.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to marry.
Hallelujah.
That's why he told in Jeremiah, I am married to you.
Yes.
Mm. Come on. Oh, anyway. See, people think this is just me. Oh, forgive me in my sins. Oh, I'm stayed up. And all the covenants is sealed by blood.
Mm.
Oh, mercy. I think I'm going too deep. It's way too deep. It's way too deep. Way too deep for you pagans out there. But this is a covenant.
Yes.
So he says, the king of the universe, the creator of everything that is seen and not seen. He created heaven. He created hell. He created the holy angels. He created Satan and the fallen angels.
Yes, sir.
Water has always been with us. Darkness has been in rebellion.
Yeah.
It's hiding place.
Yes, sir.
Darkness has always been there. He didn't say, let there be darkness. He said, let there be light.
Come on, Bridget. Come on.
And when you read over in 1 John, you go, and in him there is no darkness at all. You think he's talking about dark outside?
Right. Come on. Yeah.
He's talking in him there ain't no unknowing.
Come on. Come on.
You people afraid of the dark, you should be afraid of the light, what you can see.
Come on.
Yes, sir. Damn. Man, our minds are going to go up.
Yes, sir. Yes.
He the one that even said, I create light and I create darkness.
Yes, sir.
Everything. We got a new covenant coming here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's new covenant. Read it again, teach. I'm going to try my best to make it through this. Holy Spirit, keep intervening, but I'm trying to make my... God, there's got to be a lot of brand new people
yeah,
in here. But behold, the days come, saith Yahweh, that I will make a new covenant with who?
The house of Israel and the house of Judah.
Oh, so the house of Christians and the house of Catholics.
No, Israel, Judah.
Oh, the Methodists and the Seventh-day Adventists.
Israel, Judah.
Oh, the Church of Christ and the First Baptist.
Israel, Judah.
Oh, the Church of God in Christ.
Israel, Judah.
Oh,
covered with a black man and a white man.
It's real true enough.
So tell me where in the hell everybody else fit in. He never said all Christians are going to be saved. When we read the end of it, he said, and all Israel is going to be saved.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. These two sticks,
yes,
these two branches,
yes,
are going to become one.
Hey.
Come on.
Yes, yes, man.
Mm. You're getting hot in here. In case y'all want to see what I got written down here, I got written down football team. See it? Y'all see it, right?
Yes, sir.
I got written down football team.
Ooh.
And see what's written right here? What's written right here? The notes for announcements.
Yes, sir.
And this is covering up the commandments. See what I'm talking about?
Yeah, look at
it. And then over here, I got unmitigated gall, which means zero empathy. We ain't even talking about that tonight. I got Tobit 14:9.
Mm.
I think that comes Tobit 14. Oh, that's what people are talking about. There ain't nowhere in the book talking about we got to keep the commandments in the New Testament. That's what they said. The New Testament. So what we're doing is we're defining the New Testament.
Yes,
so behold, the day is coming, says Yahweh, that I'll make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. That's what he said, right?
Read each. Not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt.
Who brought us out?
Yeah.
Who brought us out?
Yeah.
Come on, read on.
Which by covenant, they broke.
They did what?
They broke.
They kept it.
Broke.
Oh, they were sanctified.
Broke.
Oh, they were very meticulous.
Broke.
They kept it to the very fiber of their last being.
Broke.
No, they broke it.
Yeah.
Come on. And what are we doing still today? Even after the knowledge of truth been revealed to us, even after being filled with the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, come on.
The rock.
Come on.
That's the reason why a lot of you can't understand me, because I'm filled with the Holy Spirit.
No,
I'm going to keep this. Damn it.
Yes,
hey. Come on. Come on. Okay, I'm dumb. I look in your
eyes.
Oh, my goodness. And it's going to inspire a few people.
Come on, Chef.
Who y'all going to put the same.
Come on, Chef. Come on.
Inside of.
Yeah.
And they all shall know me. From my
beginning.
Ain't everybody going to say, no, y'all.
Yes,
they all going to know me from the beginning. They're not going to be shouting.
Oh!
Pastor, thou preach. They're going to be shouting because his spirit,
yeah,
is inside of us. Come on. It was quicker than made up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's the truth. That's the truth.
True.
Come on.
God.
Everybody be thinking, oh, man, they just shouting. They're not shouting because they're shouting because the word.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No,
oh, yeah.
Don't make no mistake about it. God said, my glory.
Yes.
I'm not going to step to the
top.
You people are going to wake up.
Yes.
Come on.
Come on.
It's your word.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Living word. Come on.
The hallelujah is to his word.
Oh, yes.
The all praises of the Most High God.
All praises of the Most
High God. Thank you, Jesus.
Like y'all,
to the same word,
and man,
yeah,
let's not live by bread alone. or by every word
that deceitful.
Watch this network.
Unto what?
Them.
Unto who?
Them.
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 plurality. I better know it's plurality. Got to be. Go to Jeremiah 3:18 and hold that and go back again.
Ooh.
I know it. I had somebody ask me, they said, Pastor, how did all this word get down in you? I said, well, before the advent of the internet, I had to go to libraries. I bought 2 and 3 concordances, 4 or 5 Bibles. And I literally, listen, I'm going to tell y'all, it's a convenient to have the Bible on the phone. But it ain't nothing like having it right here. There's something spiritual about having it in your hand and then reading it for yourself. The phone, something's going on there. And mind you, I've been on both sides of history now. There's no retainability in the phone like it is when you're burning physical oil. Now, you got to listen. Listen to me, damn it. I've had this experience. Yes, that's a convenience. It's a big-time convenience. Nobody can carry the scriptures no more to hear or see everybody on their phone. Bah, 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 bah. There's something spiritually missing. I don't know what it is that causes that, but these words don't sink down like when you have it in your hand and you're reading it. I'm telling y'all from my own experience. I'm telling y'all from my own experience. Jeremiah 3:8, come on, please.
And I saw, which were all the causes whereby backslidden Israel.
What did he do?
Committed adultery.
Oh,
hell. I had put her away.
He did what?
Put her away.
What did he do?
And gave her a bill of divorcement.
Isn't that something? He severed it.
Yes, sir.
No, that was Israel. That wasn't Judah. That was Israel.
Yes, sir.
But yet?
Yet her treacherous sister Judah feared not. But went and played the harlot also.
Man, y'all is big time. So he's talking about 2 again.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He's married to 2.
Yes, sir.
So when I tell y'all assholes out there that don't want to believe that y'all had 2 wives, he had 2 of them.
Yes, sir.
And if he's telling you, he's already went back to Mizraim to let you know that there were 2 even back then. Oh, we got to bring that out, too. We got to bring that out, too. Man, we're going to bring more wives. I just heard something. We're going to bring it out.
Hallelujah.
Bring it out. We're going to bring it out.
Lord.
It ain't coming tonight, though.
Hallelujah.
We're going to stay on point. We're going to get out of here, though. Who do I hear? Ooh. Go back to Jeremiah. And he said that they were mine. Go back to Jeremiah 31. Go ahead. Read, teach.
But this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, says Yah.
Wait a minute. After those days. So we know that the New Testament, New Covenant, am I wrong, Israel? Come on, let me know.
Are you on?
He said 31, New Testament, New Covenant.
Yes, sir. That's right.
But we're kind of shocked. Isn't that what he said?
Yes,
New Testament, New Covenant.
Yeah,
I know it's what he said.
Yes, sir.
Y'all heard it too, right?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. House of Israel, house of
Judah.
House of Israel, house of
Judah.
House of Israel, house of Judah. And for you stupid-ass people out there with these damn deceiving-ass, wicked-ass Christians out there trying to make you think that he's got a whole different covenant with the damn Christians, you are full of shit. And you are deceived. And these bastards are leading you to a living, burning hell.
Mm.
He never made no covenant with no damn Christians. I know that's tough talk. Can you imagine being a Christian and something like that? That would quake. That would make you shake back then. Wouldn't it make you shake? Come on, talk.
So the problem is that if you're unwilling to define properly and the proper definition of your foundation, which is the Torah and the Scriptures, your foundation will be destruction, and that's what you will build your house on.
Well, speak pretty damn good, though, don't we? You speak pretty damn good.
really speaks good. How do you speak like that?
I'm
all unpolished and uncool, rough around the edges and everything, bang up.
I have a secret.
Now, come on, bro.
If I can explain it to my three-year-old, then I can understand it.
Hey, yeah. Mm-hmm. Make it so simple that even a child can understand.
Ooh.
Read on. Read on. I'm hard as a bee on that. Read on. Man, come on, say on.
Oh, me?
Yeah, you.
This is what I found the problem is.
You know what? We can never, ever go over this passage of Scripture enough. You cannot exhaust it. It's like every time we hear it's new. It's new. Every single day. It motivates us. It inspires us. I'm telling you, it quickens us. Makes us alive. Stirs up the Holy Spirit that is in us. Every single time we hear it, it does.
Every time.
You know why? Everybody want to know why?
Yes.
Inheritance. Because you know you're part of the family and you've got something coming to you. An inheritance is that somebody has already stored up something. Somebody has already paid the price. Somebody has already bought the land. Somebody has laid out the future for you. Somebody! If you inherited something, you ain't did a damn thing for it.
Oh, my goodness. Come on, Pappy. Yep.
Woo! You did it just because you are a son! Oh, my
God. And my father.
Come on, Pappy. Boy, somebody pray y'all to his mercy on me. Today.
Yes,
tonight.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
You get the inheritance because you are son.
Love. Yeah.
Because you are daughter.
That's right.
And that's the reason why that Yahshua said to Nicodemus, you must be born again.
Yes, sir.
How do y'all stay in those houses sitting down like that? Man, I'm about to run through these brick walls right here. I'm preaching. I'm like, how do you do that? Good.
Ain't no way.
Mercy me. How?
Ain't no way.
You mean to tell me you ain't excited about being a son?
Yeah. Behold, come on.
Man. Oh, I'd be like, thank you, Father. You've done everything for me.
Yeah.
Thank you, Father. You put me on the tools and
thank
go. Me how?
Yeah.
You don't be how to run. You don't be how to lead. You don't be how to put you on. Me, I promise you that. Not on any king.
Hallelujah.
Are we getting this?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I told you it's new every time you come around. You don't ever know where the Father is. That's why I keep saying the Scriptures are inexhaustible.
True.
Just when you think you've heard, you've only heard in part.
Yeah.
We can go over the same Scripture a thousand times and it'll be new every single time. That's y'all. He's too fast.
Come on.
He's too fast.
Yeah.
You cannot exhaust him.
No, sir.
Everybody, we're good. Listen, it's
easy for us because the same spirit that's in him is now in us.
Oh, come on, sir.
And watch this.
Come
and
on.
The spirit and the word agree.
Come on.
Mm.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness. Hold where you at. Go to 1 John 5, 7 real quick.
Come on.
Go to 1 John 5, 7 real quick.
God, hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Oh, oh, oh!
Woo! Right. Hallelujah, yes. Yes, sir. And Pastor Corey, he's been and told his office up. Pastor Corey would have told his office up, so. He damn sure would have told his office up, so.
God.
Praise God. 1 John chapter 5, verse 7. Come on with it.
But there are three that bear record in heaven.
Come on with it.
The Father.
Uh-huh.
The Word.
Come on.
And the Holy Spirit.
Come on.
And these three are a God. One.
There it is. Yes, sir. And y'all, King James says one Lord, one faith, one baptism.
What?
And the Torah says, Hear, O Israel, Yahweh Elohim is
one.
Who the hell y'all waiting on?
Yeah.
He's already come.
Yeah.
Who was? Who is?
And who is the God? Man!
Come on, Father. Oh, boy, don't end up just to sell your heart like that. Come on, Jesus. Are you going to go back to Jeremiah 31 and start reading, man?
We going
to
read things. Woo-hoo.
Hey!
Man!
Man!
Listen. If you don't comprehend and understand what's going on with us, the Word has already told you the reason why.
Mm.
This joy that I have,
mm.
The world didn't give it to me.
The world did not.
Come on. I'm telling you.
Come on. Yeah,
the world.
Oh,
come on, God. What?
Oh, man.
Why?
The world can't take it away.
The world didn't give it.
Yeah.
And it
damn soul can't take it away.
Hallelujah.
All right, please, come on with it.
Come on. After those days, said Yah,
mm-hmm.
I will put my law.
Whoa. Wait a minute. You'll put what?
His law.
Now we got to deviate again. Exodus 12, verse 49.
Woo!
We got to go there.
Woo!
I call it right? Let me pull it up here.
Oh.
I call it right. I know how to come. Oh, come on, teach.
One up.
Oh, wait a minute. Somebody, Sister Hannah, K.E., what country is that?
Kenya.
Bless you, sister. She gives 5,000 of their Kenyan monies. Bless you, Seven Sons. Probably, I don't know what the exchange rate is, but it's your offering.
Yeah.
It's your offering. I'm trying to make my, I don't want to lose this, man. All right. Oh, yeah. All right, we good. I told you, Kenya.
Thank you, my dad. Thank you, my son. Thank you.
See, told you where somebody from Kenya. But we don't evangelize.
Come on.
We just sitting up here trying to hide from everybody. You know what I said to them? I said, listen. I'm going to use y'all phrases on logic and reason. Can I use that? Okay. So, you all think we need to be in the cities. Are your city codes going to let us own 100 acres in the middle of a metropolitan area? Because we're going to raise chickens and goats and livestock. We're going to grow gardens and greenhouses.
Can you imagine that in the middle of Nashville, Tennessee?
No, sir.
Huh?
No.
Up in Florida? No.
Can you imagine us in the middle of Nashville?
No, sir.
And what y'all going to do
if a deer run across somewhere and y'all hear us firing off a damn 30 off 6 or a reeling in 270? Boom! Or a 6 fire cream ball? What do I have on that?
Oh, man. All y'all questions are nonsensical. They stupid as shit. Can you imagine?
You gonna bring up country folk to bury the hillbillies?
You gonna move up in the middle of damn Nashville and tell us that we hiding?
Oh man, y'all better stop this stupid shit. This is still better stop this.
Can you imagine that?
No, sir. Wouldn't
pass
the code.
Matter of fact, the code office wouldn't even come because they know we'd probably butcher his ass.
What the hell are you talking about? Get your ass up out of here. Can you imagine that, though?
No, sir.
And how in hell are we going to get spring water when you got the Cumberland River full of shit that y'all use for y'all damn water filtration system? Put all those chemicals and every damn thing in it, call it a miserable water supply without drinking shit in.
Oh, no, man. Never mind.
Never mind. I'm going to stay out of here. Home. Home on the range. Where the deer and the antelope play.
Well, seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the sky's all cloudy all day. Shit, get me started.
Don't get me started. Man, y'all better
pray they keep us out of here. The most high y'all do.
Yes, sir.
So we will terrorize y'all ass in this city. And so if you turn around, be a gunshot go off.
Boom! What the hell?
Woo! Where we at?
Exodus 12.
49, read to each.
49.
One law. Shall be to him that is humble.
And
unto the stranger that should join among you.
Now hold on, damn it. Wait a second. Wait one second. Y'all got 1 second?
Yeah.
He just said one law.
One.
To the stranger? Mm-hmm. And to the homeborn.
Yes, sir.
Now I'm trying to slow this down for a second. I'm marinating here for a second. He said one law.
One law.
Stranger. Homeborn. They still in Mizraim. They still in Egypt. They have not yet journeyed from Ramses to Sukkot.
True.
The law had not yet been given on Mount Sinai. Yet he's still talking about one law.
God!
Don't start nothing with nothing. I'm going to put some chapstick on.
Chapstick
on right now. Oh, come on, Pastor. Put chapstick on.
Y'all
getting that right? Yes, sir. We
got
to get introduced on the Passover, right?
Yes, sir.
Wow. That's proof enough. There was already a law.
Yes, sir.
That the people already knew.
Yes, sir.
It just hadn't been written down with the finger.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yes. Exodus 31.
Woo!
Yeah. I'm sorry, y'all. Y'all had to bear with us here tonight.
Go to Exodus 31. Start in verse 15. Read through verse 18. We got to go.
We got to go. We got to go. Sorry, Israel. But listen, the book says in Jeremiah 3:15, and I will give you shepherds according to my heart. Come on, see my heart.
My heart.
So when y'all see me, don't be looking at me.
Yes, sir.
Looking at the heart of y'all.
Yes, sir.
So any expression that you see from me, no matter how cardinal or how righteous you see, it's the
an expression that comes from
Yah.
Yah. Don't tell me that.
Because
Gideon, hey, the Most High told Gideon, you got too damn many.
Yeah.
I don't need all these damn people to acknowledge these damn men. No, I don't.
Mm-hmm.
No, no. Take them down by the water brook. You'll see the one that lap up water like a damn dog.
Mm-hmm.
Send their ass home.
Mm-hmm.
Now you watch me. We shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. Reteach.
Wherefore, the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath.
Exodus 31:15, right? So you hearing this? You got all that plate all night. Put it in the trash can and do something with it. There you go. You want some more? Just wave your hand, do something. But hey, Exodus 31, what now? Exodus 31:15. Hey, look, bud. They actually think. You see any notes up here gendering anything to what we went over?
You're all scraps.
Mm.
Put you on the path.
That's all right. We're on the path. That's how it usually happens, though, ain't it?
Right, that way. Yep.
We don't want to follow what y'all said.
That's it.
I'm going to stick with y'all.
That's all right. Work with me.
I'm going to stay with y'all.
Yes,
read on.
6 days may work be done.
Ooh-wee. Come on.
But in the seventh is the Sabbath of rest. Holy to God. Whosoever does any work in the Sabbath day.
You're in his right. You're in his right.
You can choose any one.
We had a discussion right there. What you hearing is right. This is not even Exodus. This is Exodus 31:15. You hear this? Read on.
Whosoever does any work in the Sabbath day, he shall surely be put to death.
I told you I go to the military. You kiss my ass. You think I'm going to break another Sabbath? Not when I got filled with the Holy Spirit. Kiss my ass. Watch this. Watch this. Well, yeah. They thought they had me because I had six stripes. I was E6, right? Gideon tried to explain it to y'all. He did.
He did.
I could have went to them 11 work. I mean, I'm talking about some serious prison shit. I know I could have. I wasn't going to do it. I was not. I made that contract when I was stupid and ignorant. Didn't know shit, but now I am. Born again.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
sir.
Read.
Wherefore? The children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath.
Shall do what with the Sabbath?
Keep.
The word keep means guard the Sabbath. Come on.
To observe the Sabbath throughout third generation.
You children of Israel? You children of Israel?
Yes,
born again?
Yes,
children of Israel? Children of Israel?
Yes,
born again of the water and the Spirit?
Yes, sir.
Children of Israel? All Israel shall be saved? All Israel shall be saved?
Yes,
all Israel shall be saved?
Yes.
Throughout their generation, because what kind of covenant is this? Come on, teach.
For a perpetual covenant.
Or an ongoing covenant. Or an everlasting covenant. A covenant that never ends.
Yes.
Read on.
It is a sign.
No. We understand what a sign is, right? Because we all get in the vehicles, we stop our little cars or trucks, and we drive up the road, and sometimes we come to a sign and it says, stop. That's a sign.
Yes, sir.
What is that sign for? Stop. What do you stop? You look this way, you look that way, you look both ways, but the sign is there telling you to stop. He's telling you that the Sabbath is a
sign.
It's identifying something.
Mm-hmm.
It's telling you something.
Yes, sir.
The Sabbath is a
sign.
For all you wicked-ass Christians out there, you deceived-ass Christians, because you listen to these false prophets, these smooth talkers, these damn vipers, these evil beasts, these slow bellies,
mm-hmm.
who damn tongues and lips are smoother than butter. These damn wolves in sheep clothing. I ain't got no dressing up for you. I just cut and dry tell you like it is. The Sabbath is a sign between the children of who?
Israel.
Read.
Forever.
Oh,
just for a short period of time.
Forever.
Just until America come into existence.
Forever.
All the Roman Catholic Church came in the third century. It's got to be until then.
Forever.
Oh, no. Well, now we got the religion, the Christianity law done away with.
Forever.
Oh, we got to keep the Sabbath because the Pope changed it.
Forever.
It was supposed to say this little sign to show you the authority of the church.
Forever.
Read on.
4 and 6 days.
Y'all mock y'all funky ass.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Damn liars. Read on.
4 and 6 days, y'all. Mm-hmm. Heaven and earth. And on the seventh day, he rested and was refreshed.
No, wait. So the creator of the universe rested. Mm. That's what he said.
Yes, sir.
He said in Bereshit too. Mm-hmm. If he rested, he's the creator. He sets the tone.
Yes.
Come on. If he rested.
Yes, sir.
He said, yeah, he set the tone.
Yes, sir.
So he needs rest, but you don't need rest. You get to pick your day.
If you're the creator.
Isn't that amazing? Here you are, a mere human being, and your ass talking about some damn lunar Sabbath bullshit. Stupid ass. You dumb ass. You are damn stupid as I don't know what the hell. How the hell are you going to do that? The creator rested. He commands us to rest. Is that right?
That's right.
Read on.
And he gave unto Moses, when he had made an end of communion with him upon Mount Sinai, two tables of testimony.
Now, mind you, I made a distinction. When he spoke this earlier, they were still in Mizraim.
Yes, sir.
Y'all ain't even spoke to us then. Moses did.
Yes, sir.
You don't hear me?
Yes, sir.
Moses talked to us then. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. You hear me?
Yes, sir.
When we got out into the wilderness, the Most High brought us to Mount Sinai. We already know the story.
Yes, sir.
Moses told him, let my people go so that they may prepare a peace.
Ooh,
me.
Come on,
so when Mount Sinai came, what happened? That was the day of Pentecost.
Oh. Wow.
With his spirit.
Wow.
In love.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Come on.
Man.
Come on.
That's what y'all said?
Yes, sir.
That's
the book. That's it. Come on.
That's the book. So he made an inner communion with him on Mount Sinai, two tables of testimony, two tables of stone. Read.
Tables of stone written.
With the what?
With the finger of Yah.
So, no, I'm going to hold this up here. Written with the what?
Finger.
Written with the what?
Finger.
Written with the what?
Finger.
I got to do it one more time. Come on. Ring with the
finger.
What is that finger saying?
One, right?
Finger of what?
Yeah. Yeah.
Now go to Colossians 2:15. I want y'all sons following my footsteps. Because the next generation, they going to have to, I'm telling y'all, going to have to, you got to burn the oil.
Yes, sir.
And the Holy Spirit, he will be true. Like he said, I will bring to your remembrance the things that I have said.
Yes, sir.
Colossians 2:15, read.
Start 2:14.
Start 4. Well, hey, that'll be more context.
Yeah.
Watch this.
Blotting out the handwriting.
Stop! Is there a difference between this and this? Now, this is a finger, right?
Yes, sir.
This is a hand.
Yes, sir.
Look, this is a
finger.
And this is a
hand.
This is a finger.
Yes,
this is a
hand.
This is a finger.
Finger.
Hand. So, Yah wrote the commandments with a
finger.
He just got finished talking about the Sabbath all over the place.
Yes, sir.
Says it's a sign.
Yes, sir.
Between me and the children of Israel forever. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
And then the apostle Shaul goes to Colossians, second chapter, right? Starting verse 14, he says, blotting out the
handwriting.
Whoa. Y'all seeing it, right? Handwritings denote man writings. Finger writings denote Yah writings. Read.
Blotting out the handwritings of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way.
And what did he do?
Nailed it to his stake.
Hey, you know what? The damn Christians, they don't understand what this shit means. They think everything is righteous trying to condemn you. Ain't nothing damn against you. Yah is trying to perfect us through his law.
Yeah, hallelujah.
Moses had to write a lot of, listen, when they write against, I'm like, okay, homosexuality. That's against us. Damn, that's for us.
Right. I mean.
Damn, it's all in for, I love that.
Yes, yes, sir. Yep.
These people stupid. As hell. So blot out the handwriting, all that was against us, contrary to us, took it out of the way and nailed it to his tree. Read.
And having spoiled.
Oh, here we go.
Principalities and powers.
You know how he spoiled them, right?
Yeah.
Remember what Paul said over in Corinth. Man, they were celebrating. We got him. Right. We killed the Holy One. We got him. We got him. We good. We good.
Yeah.
Until he resurrected.
Yes, sir.
Until he resurrected. He showed you, I spoiled all the principalities, the ones who rose up against me, the ones who came against me.
Wow.
Remember, he's the creator of all things.
Yeah.
Read on. Having spoiled principalities and powers,
wow,
he made a show of them openly.
Oh, how he doing?
Openly.
What did he do?
Triumphing over them in it.
Come on. Man, this too good. This too good.
Let no man therefore judge you in me. Or drink.
Stop. So you think I'm let these pagans out here judge us, telling us that? Listen, I'm not going to let you judge me. I'm telling you straight up, don't eat unclean food.
Yes.
So you want to judge me because I don't eat unclean food? I'm not going to do that. See, what they did, they flipped the script. They reversed it.
Yep, right.
They said, let no man judge you. They're thinking you can eat your shrimp,
right,
your cockroaches,
right,
your damn pigs, your damn hog jaw, and your fat back, and every damn thing else. They're not talking to pagans. Talking to Israelites who already have a dietary law.
Come on, sir. Come on.
Oh, I ain't drunk. Or respect of a what?
Holy day.
Do we celebrate holy days or holidays?
Holy days. Holy days.
See what I mean? Don't let nobody judge you for keeping holy day. They're going to say, we ain't out of that law. So you're going to put us up on some what? Pagan satanic shit they ain't even written about? Or the what?
Or the new moon?
Oh, Lunar Sabbath. Lunar Sabbath. This month, you may be keeping the Sabbath on Tuesday. Next month, it may be Thursday. I mean, after all, let's look at it right now. So, the 1st, the 8th, the 15th, 22nd, 20th, remember I told you?
What is that?
1st, 8th, 15th, 22nd, 20th. We done been through this. So, on November of 2022, the 1st, the 8th, the 15th, 22nd, 29th is what? All on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
But, if you turn around and go to December, Thursday, 1st, the 8th, the 15th, 22nd, 20th, you got to keep Sabbath in. And then go to January, Sunday, 1st day, 15th, 29th. You get it?
Yes,
and then you might in February, Wednesday, 1st day, 15th, 20th. Man, y'all ain't schizophrenic.
True. That's bad.
In the 13th?
That's bad.
Yeah! You got to cancel out a day, do away with a day, don't even count a day, in order to keep the day. That's damn confusion.
Come on, sir.
And y'all about the awful confusion.
Hallelujah.
Ooh, way. Yeah, y'all prepared those teeth a long time ago.
Moon runs in the cycle about 3 days, right?
Yeah, it does.
It declares the month. How do you get seven into that?
You don't.
You don't.
You don't. You literally don't. See, now don't get me wrong. Somebody got to be gone. We have to balance out the ecosystem. Mm-hmm. Somebody got to be stupid. Somebody got to be. Everybody gave me intelligence. But y'all, the way his program works, he makes his program so simple that even a child can understand it.
Yeah.
But you see by the calendar up here, right? How nonsensical and stupid this stuff is.
Somebody
but they want you to believe this bullshit. Come on, teach you. Somewhere yet, man. Free up.
Or the new moon or of the Sabbath day.
Or somebody, I thought you just take care of dudes. Or the new moon of Sabbath days, read on. You gotta keep going.
Which are a shadow
of what?
Things to come.
Now let's go back to Jeremiah real quick. A shadow of things to come. Shadow, new moon, look, Sabbath day, you know what a shadow is, right? Alright, so, you see the sun. Are you following me? Mind you, even right here, they're talking about a shadow of things to come. New Testament, right? A shadow is a reflection of what's real.
Something's got to be casting that image, huh?
Who was real?
Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Yahshua.
Yeah.
Real. Yeah. He is the fulfillment of the prophecy. All of these things, all this was a shadow to show you. There he is.
Yes, sir.
Right there.
Yes, sir.
Revelation of Jesus Christ.
Say again, teach.
The revelation of Jesus Christ, the Messiah.
And in King James, the revelation of Jesus Christ is divine, and you lies don't even believe it. You don't even damn believe it. You say, oh, then you literally don't believe it. I have showed you just by my little small space of time and lifetime that Yahshua is real.
Yes, sir.
I promise I have. I've literally showed you he's real. Taking me to utter poverty.
Mm.
You utter poverty. Loss of that, loss of everything.
Yes, sir.
But you gain an inheritance.
Hallelujah.
You gain something that could never, ever.
Yes.
Ooh, hold on.
Gain the
everlasting. Luke 14:31. I had to pull it up. I'm trying to talk to y'all. The Most High, when I say I'm trying to talk to y'all, because the same way he used the prophets, he used men in our generation. Mm-hmm. It's still the same word. We're not going to speak nothing no different than it's not thousands of years old. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
Either you have ears to hear or you don't. I know one thing. Pastor Dow is not going to a living, burning hell. I just ain't doing it. I'm not doing it. I'm obedient servant. But you believe in collision. I'm obedient
servant. Yes,
sir. But you believe in separation. This is the will of Yah. Even your
sanctification.
I'm an obedient servant.
Come on.
Yeah.
Yes.
Understand this about that. I don't give a nickel's worth of rat fast about what y'all people think in the world. All y'all can kiss my ever-loving feet. She gets all of them sad. You kiss them. I wouldn't want to kiss my feet.
That's a bad shit right there, boy.
Listen, I'm with y'all.
Hallelujah.
And I'm going to teach people continually.
Hallelujah.
As long as there's breath in my body.
That's up.
To love him.
Hallelujah.
We gave y'all revelation early in the broadcast. You may be seeing me, but it's his words.
Yes,
that's the only thing that quickens to make it live.
Oh,
it's just all right application.
Come on.
Yes. Get your spirit right.
Yes, Yahweh.
Get Hallelujah. Your spirit right, your worship will be.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hey. Y'all hear me? Come on! Get your
would receive you.
Yes, sir.
That's it. Glory, hallelujah.
That's it, man.
Oh, yes.
Well.
Listen, it's a bad thing when y'all think y'all are my judges. It's really, truly that bad. And y'all missing it. Listen, one thing about Pastor Dow, y'all need to know. I think I know that law so great. And I've watched our brothers go through this law enough. I think I've learned enough over these few small years to learn how not to transgress. Mm-hmm. Addendum. Even at that, I may slip with my speech. Won't be with my heart.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Have we heard that before?
Yes, sir.
Have we ever heard that before?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
I think y'all better get on a program with y'all. What do we call it?
14?
Oh, yeah. I remember that. Oh, 31. Read on. You know all right, bud?
You know what I'm saying about what you just said for the last 10 minutes?
Come on.
The problem is that they're offended by you. And you're an offense to them. But they're not offended by the Christian pastors that can't even define sin biblically.
Yeah.
And we call that willingly ignorant, dumb on purpose.
You hear that? Willingly ignorant, dumb on purpose. Come on.
They're offended by you. But they're not offended by the men and women who claim to direct their souls to the kingdom that can't even define the basic definition of what sin is. They're offended by you, but they're not offended by them.
That's sad. Because your focus is more on man than it is y'all.
Yes, sir. True.
That's a damn shame. So you'll get excited by the inflection of my voice, by my demeanor. Will you perceive me, my demeanor? Because my son just got finished saying. He said it today. He said, remember what you said, Aaron? You said, yeah. And then you said, this is funny. So people will see you in this venue over here. I'm paraphrasing because I can't get his words, right? You speak it. Your words, talk loud.
Oh, well.
Talk loud.
Oh, okay. So I was saying how I like how you're able to change the way you speak, because when you speak in the pulpit, you're trying to get people to listen and be like, hey, like, this is where you're messing up, and you're trying to get people to really understand. But then you're on the interview, and you're speaking a bit, not in a wrong term, but you're speaking softer in a way so people could have a better, they can hear you without being offended, you know what I'm saying, a better chance to actually, you know, a different audience, so you're going to them at a different way, but you're still speaking truth.
You hear that? I told him I didn't know how to transcend.
I'm
going to throw this beer bottle in the wall and it's just out of your head. See, that's the word.
Word.
That's the word in.
Word.
Tell everybody what you're saying. I just got finished doing what?
Condescending to men of low estate.
Yes.
You can't even define it better than that. You can't do it no better than that. McNabb was sitting there. Him and Elder Mitchell was sitting there. Before I went in that studio, I said, don't worry about it. The Holy Spirit take over. Did I not say that?
Yes, sir. Sure did.
And I tell him the truth.
True.
I said, don't worry about the Holy Spirit take over. Believe me, you'll know when I moved out of the way and the Holy Spirit, it don't take long at all.
True.
Man, I came out of there, man. It was past chest bumping. They were trying to crush my damn rib cage. It was some serious praise to God.
Yes.
Because we knew that the Holy Spirit had crushed it. We knew it.
The Holy Spirit.
And most of you that didn't read, if y'all didn't see it, y'all need to go look at it. Y'all really truly need to look at it. Well, yeah.
Luke 14.
Oh, read.
For what king going to make war against another king?
Ooh. You in this train?
Yes, sir.
Come on.
Yes, sir.
Sit not down first. And consult whether he be able with 10,000.
Man.
To meet him that comes against him with 20,000.
Oh.
the other is yet a great way off. He sends an ambassador and desires conditions of peace.
You hear that? Here we go. We're coming into it. Don't miss it.
Yes, sir.
So likewise.
So likewise.
Whosoever he be of you.
And you all claiming to be my people. So likewise. All of you people that are of you. Read.
That forsakes not all.
Tell you right now, before I knew any of you, we've already done this.
Yes, sir.
You were not even around. What are you spoken of? It was just us and the Word. That was it.
Yes, sir.
Nobody backing us. Y'all heard my story.
Yes,
sir. Nobody with us. I've studied these words. I've lived these words. We've done it so that you don't have to do it to this measure, but you still got to do it.
Yes, sir.
You don't even know what your forsaking is. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
Somebody got to start.
Yes, sir.
But the Most High God is going to require an answer of thee.
Yes, sir.
So likewise, whosoever be of you, teach
that forsakes not all that he has.
I got a bank account.
A-L-L.
All.
I know. I have stuff held in escrow.
Oh!
I have a little bit held out, like Ananias and Sapphira. I kept that part of the price.
Oh!
Acts chapter 5. Surely I can keep back just a little piece.
Oh!
If they bury my husband, we've already agreed together, I still have something for myself.
Oh! One second.
You mean to tell me I literally have to deny all?
Forsake? All.
Wait a minute. Is this the words of Jesus?
It is written.
Oh. Is this the word of the living God?
Yes, it is written.
Manifested.
It is written.
Made flesh.
It is written.
Oh.
And the word became flesh.
So likewise, whosoever be of you. You don't understand, man. I worked all my life. I got millions.
Forsake.
All.
All?
Yes. All. Or sick.
But see, I know how to better to manage this because I worked for it. I can do better than everybody else.
Or sick all.
All that he what?
All that he has.
He can't what?
He cannot be my God one.
That's a hard thing, isn't it? Ain't it a hard thing? You think Jay-Z gonna forsake on?
Oh, no. No, sir.
Huh?
Think Beyonce gonna forsake off?
No, sir.
Think Tom Brady gonna forsake off?
No,
Brett Favre? Aaron Rodgers? Michael Vick? Colin Kaepernick? Don't let me get down to the point where I start calling out some of you other millionaire names. Man, I ain't gonna fool with any of them. Sorry asses. They ain't even in here, of course. They're already gonna burn. Wait a minute. Patrick Mahomes. $500 billion man. $1 million man right there. $1 million man. Playing quarterback. That's a lot of moolah.
That's your resolve.
Now, let's think about this for a second. So, the other day I was up in our cemetery, and I saw the first one buried up at Brother Ernie. Is that right? Brother Ernie, first one buried up there. And he was born a long, long time ago. I saw my own father's grave up there. Teacher Shane and I used to go through graveyards in Nashville. And we talk about people that passed away 1,500, 1,600, 1,700. Am I lying?
Still dead.
We used to go there and just sit there and look at the tombstones. Man, you and Teacher say something wrong with y'all. Yeah, there is something wrong with us. What's wrong, what's really right with us, telling us something. We're going to spend a hell of a lot more time in the afterlife than we do this life.
Yes.
And this life is, like the book says, temporary.
Right.
But eternal life is eternal.
Well,
to us, 300-400 years, long time.
Right. That's true.
But that's when people have been dead thousands of years. Mm. It makes sense.
Yes, sir.
We start looking at stuff through that light right there, that lens, it's like, the fool has said in his heart that there is no God. The fool has.
Yes.
All these damn graves out there with these obelisks. Masonic, phallic symbols over the damn grave. What you live for? To die and go to hell?
Yep.
No, basically, that's what you live for.
Yep.
What you go to war for? You went through all that training to go to war, what? For wicked-ass America?
Mm-hmm.
They'll drape a damn flag with stars and stripes over your ass. But they have no control of the destiny of your soul.
Mm-hmm.
Still talking about?
Oh, so true.
That's why we can talk the way we talk.
Mm-hmm.
What shall a man
yeah.
give in exchange for his soul? Levitations of the crowd. Millions of dollars. Billions of dollars. Why? To end up in a living eternal hell?
Mm-hmm.
You stupid. You dumb as hell. I tell you what. I'm going to tell you what the Messiah said. It would been better if you have never been born.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to hell. I'll tell you what. You bad. You really bad, right? Don't worry about it. You can test that boast real quick. When it's broadcast, enter, take a lighter, hold your arm up like that. And if you can't handle that for 2 or 3 seconds, how the hell are you going to handle that for eternity?
Ooh.
Even if he's burnt up.
But, mind you, we don't live in a fire escape religion. The only reason why we're here tonight and today before you all is not because of fear. We're here is because we understand love.
Yes, that's right. That is right.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Yes.
Never met nobody that loved me more than Jesus.
Yes.
Never. In my little short period of life, I have never, ever met anybody that loved me more than Jesus. Well, where you come? Because I understood.
Yes.
I got it. Took me 24 years. Being raised and reared in a family, didn't even go to church. God wasn't even mentioned. I would see my mom from time to time reading the Bible. We weren't churchgoers. It was nothing, you understand? And then one day, y'all said, it's time, son. He looked beyond all my faults and saw my need. And led me in the way of righteousness through repentance.
Yes.
Godly sorrow, work of repentance. Not to be repented of again. Man, from that day forward, you count it out. You count it out. The only reason why, Pastor Dow, I had many invites to go to Ranger School. I had many invites to go to Special Forces, all that. My excuse then was, I'm already gone enough. I have a family. If I join up, if I go to this school, I'm going to be gone even more so. I'm already, don't see my natural. That was my motivation then. But when I came to Jesus, the day I heard his voice, I said the day that I heard his voice, oh, my heart wasn't hardened then. I told all the Army and military, you can kiss my ever-loving ass. I ain't doing it. I'm not, do whatever you got to do. But I am not in any way, shape, fashion, or form of compromising my love for y'all. Not on this one. I'm born again.
Oh, hallelujah.
And I'm still, to this day.
Yes.
Still standing. Yeah. I'm still standing. You hear me? I'm still standing.
Yes, sir.
And I'm going to stand.
Yes, sir. Amen.
I saw my father go out in faith. I'm going out right behind him.
Oh,
and I preach to him. You hear me?
Yes, sir.
He died in the way. I'm coming.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
I'm coming. And I'm not coming because of my father. I'm coming because of the one who saved us both.
Yeah. Amen.
Glory to the
King.
Yes. Lie on me, disparage me, call me whatever you want. The one thing you cannot ever do is you cannot ever fight against the work. Ain't that what the book says?
Yes, sir.
Yahshua said, if you can't believe me for my very word, then believe me for the work's sake, because they do testify of me.
Oh, hallelujah.
Yeah. Dang it.
Yes, sir.
And then I got a couple of y'all's disciples that have been with me in this regeneration from the very beginning. So I'm not going to let you just talk about us, walk all over us and shit. You ain't got no teeth in the gap. I can't do it. I can't do it. Giving up too much. Thank me a fool. You're going to judge wrong. Man, but how y'all good.
Yeah. Oh, hallelujah.
How
song. All right,
come on.
I know Yah is good, yeah. I know Yah is good. Hey, you know he brought me out of darkness. Yah is good.
Hey,
hallelujah. You know he brought me down the straight way. Yah is good. Save my soul, saves me,
yeah.
Live with the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Woo! Yeah. Oh, we go on! Oh!
Go back.
Yes,
yeah.
Good. But the real Israelites, they encouraged.
Yes.
They were ready to run through the trials.
Praise God, man.
Oh, there y'all. So y'all pray my strength in the Most High, y'all.
Yes, sir.
Tomorrow morning.
Yes, sir.
See what y'all got for us.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Our hope and praise.
Wow.
That. And we didn't finish all of Jeremiah 31, but that's okay. We finished up. But, hey, I hope and pray that y'all literally are listening and let these sayings sink deep down in your heart. There's only going to be a few of us. God told us. Matter of fact, they even asked the Messiah, are there a few that be saved? He answered and said this. You strive to enter in at the straight gate. For many shall seek to enter, but not be able. We're on the straight and narrow path, Israel.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Never, ever be ashamed of the message of Messiah.
Yes, sir.
For it is Messiah, the salvation of Yah. To the Goyim first. The Goyim first. The Goyim first. The Goyim first. No, hell no. The Yehudim or the Jew first and also to the Greek.
Yes, sir.
Order.
Hallelujah.
I noticed that damn text message, boy. It stopped. Now, look, it's fired up then. Boy, y'all something. Y'all hypocrites, y'all need to stop that mess. Hey, but now y'all good.
Yes,
and remember, all of called Israel is going to be redeemed.
Yes.
Purchased.
Yes.
Bought back.
Yes.
Redeemed.
Yes, sir.
That's good. By what? The blood of Messiah.
Yes, sir.
Ooh. Mm. For without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin.
Come on.
So, call me what you want. I'm forgiven. Woo!
You're forgiven.
We're clean.
Glory! Oh, you are. Hey, hallelujah. Yeah. Coming up.
Word.
Yeah.
Oh, all you are.
Yeah,
man, it's been a good broadcast.
Yeah,
beautiful. Been a good broadcast. podcast, baby.
Yes.
But I'm going to give you the last word. You have got to, I mean, come on, you are an articulate man, but what is it about dumb Christians who calls himself smart Christians?
Cal Malone.
Cal Malone. Man, they all go mute. What is it about them? They're so sure of themselves, but yet they will not, they won't put their money where their mouth is and take up this debate. What is it?
The reality of it is that when I first started listening to you, you were offensive.
Really?
You were offensive, and you angered me because of the way you said things.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And why is that?
Don't know. I think I know, but the fact of the matter is that you angered me, and I had to ask myself, I might be pissed off about how you're saying it.
How?
Okay. Mm-hmm. But I couldn't deny the truth of what you were saying. And what my opinion might be is this, is that if you're offended by how something is said instead of offended by what is said, it is the beginning, if not the height, of antagonism.
Ooh, that's a statement right there. Pastor Muir says City Cam. City Cam Malone. So, and this, I mean, you're telling the truth, though. So if a person gets so offended, they can be so motivated to be steered based on the delivery as opposed to paying attention to the substance. They're at the height of feminism.
Or the beginning of it, one or two.
That's pretty solid. When you think about that statement, that's literally pretty solid. You know, Israel, we good. We thank the Father and truth is I didn't have no notes anyway. That's just a fact. Yeah, I really didn't have no notes. I didn't know what it was going to do, but hey, the Father always delivers. But I do want to read one passage of Scripture. And I realize, according to y'all, English 66 Bibles, 66 books, I know that the Ethiopic version has, what, 81, 82 books?
Something like that, yeah.
And the Catholic has what?
They just butcher it.
I think it's 70, something like it. But do we go to Tobit. This will be the last one, and we finish, Israel. I love you all. I promise I do. And all Israelites in here love you.
Hallelujah.
I promise you. I promise you this, when it's all said and done, this is what's going to happen in the kingdom. I'm going to tell y'all what's getting ready to happen in the kingdom. Y'all want to hear what's happening in the kingdom? All right. So we're going to see the Israelites that have gone before us. All right? They're in the kingdom.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
They're going to see us. They're going, happy you made it. And they're going to go on.
Ooh.
Now, yeah, you follow me? Because we're all in the kingdom.
Yeah.
Because their focus is so much on the king.
Yeah.
I'm glad you made it. I'm glad you fought a good fight.
Yeah, hallelujah.
I'm glad that you finished the course. I'm glad that you kept the faith. Are y'all getting that?
Yeah.
That's literally what's going to happen to us. Glad you made it. You don't want to have no memory of the people that did make it. Glad you made it.
Yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Think about it for a second. You made it. So all the people that mocked and derided and chided, jeered, ridiculed, what does that judgment mean? If y'all can be for you,
who can be against you?
Yes,
sir. Who?
Yes, sir.
What we call?
Tobit.
Tobit 14:9. I heard a stupid, idiotic, dumb ass person says, where does it tell us to keep the commandments? Tobit 14:9, read to you.
But keep you the law and the commandments.
Oh, that's it. We done.
It's a wrap. It's a wrap. It's over.
Dave. See, remember I call him dumbass Christian.
Yes,
I don't say dumb. I said dumb ass.
Yes,
so he like a jackass.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. A damn. Know your ass is within your gates.
Yeah.
Come on, Jesus. No, I'm gonna try not to interfere. And it's just hard, man. It's just, come on, Jesus.
But keep you the law and the commandments, and show yourself merciful and just.
So, when you do keep the law and commandments, do what? Show yourself what?
Merciful and just. And just.
That's a mistake. A lot of people think that I'm just this. I don't understand it, man. I'm in it. I don't understand how you think I'm this plow chair. I'm just hard. And I don't get it. I really, truly don't. When all thing I'm trying to do is help save being so alive. That's all I'm trying to do. I can't force nobody to do a damn thing. I'm without power. I'm literally not in our land.
Yep.
But I get accused of all this. Read on.
That it may go well with you.
So keep the law and commandments. Show yourself merciful so it may go well with you. So with all this said, Israel, we bless y'all.
Yes.
Brothers, y'all ain't last words. If not, we're going to call it. So I bless you all. In the sweet presence and strong and victorious and mighty overcoming name of our soon coming King, Yahshua the HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ.
Hallelujah.
I'll see y'all tomorrow morning. Be the Father's will. I believe it's the Father's will. 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. We'll be in the tabernacle. Man, Israel, y'all be encouraged.
Yes.
El Rufus, be healed in Jesus' name. Be restored new right now in Jesus' name. Shabbat Shalom. The King is coming. Hallelujah.